Good day, students. This is Civic Education for JS3. And today we'll be looking at the topic, the Constitution. The Constitution. At the end of this lesson, you should be able to define a constitution, state the sources of a constitution, and explain the different types of constitution. Now, let's get started. What is a constitution? A constitution is a body of principles, rules and regulations by which a state or country is governed. That is, principles, rules and regulations by which a country is governed. Every country has constitutions. There are rules and regulations that must be followed so that everything will be well organized in a country. So the agreed rules and regulations, the agreed principles, conventions and all of that put together make up what we call a constitution. What are the sources of a constitution? There are different sources of a constitution, and they include acts of parliament, customs and traditions, past constitutions, constitutional conferences, judicial precedents, history of the people, and conventions. All these are sources of a constitution. Now, let us look at the types of a constitution. What are different types of constitution? We have a number of them. We have different types of constitutions. We can categorize constitutions based on rigid or flexible, written or unwritten. And then we have the federal constitution, unitary constitution, or the confederal constitution. Number one, written constitution. What is a written constitution? A written constitution refers to a type of constitution where the whole body of fundamental laws, customs, conventions, principles, rules, and regulations according to which a particular government of a country operates are written down and codified. That is a type of constitution that is codified in a single document. You can find it in one particular document. For example, the Nigerian constitution is a written constitution. Everything you need to know about that constitution is found in a particular document. What are the things you need to know? Things like the preamble, the political structure of the country, political institutions, the type of relationship that should exist among the arms and tails of government, party system, fundamental human rights, duties of a citizen, the process of amendment, everything you need to know about that constitution is codified. It can be found in a single document. Such a constitution is said to be what? Written. Number two, an unwritten constitution. This type of constitution is not codified in a single document. What do I mean by that? It cannot be found in a single document. The fact that it is unwritten does not mean that it cannot be written down, but you cannot find them in a single document. That is, you can find some pieces of the constitution in this document. You see another part in another document, another part in another document. Such a constitution is said to be unwritten. And Nigeria operates a written constitution. The Nigerian constitution is a written constitution. And then we have a rigid constitution. A rigid constitution is one that is very difficult to amend or to change. That is, it requires a special process or a complicated method before it can be amended. When we say rigid, something that is rigid is difficult to bend. So a rigid constitution is a constitution whose process of amendment is a very rigorous one. It does not mean that it cannot be amended, but before you amend it, you have to pass through a difficult process. Like the Nigerian constitution is a rigid constitution. Then we have the flexible constitution. When something is flexible, it means that it can easily bend, like a rubber band. Okay, so a flexible constitution is a type of constitution that is easy to amend, just the opposite of the rigid constitution. And then we have a federal constitution. A constitution is said to be federal when the political powers are divided and apportioned to different tiers of government in a particular country. So this is a type of constitution that divides or shares powers to the different tiers of government. For instance, in Nigeria, we practice the federal constitution, and our federal constitution has divided the country, the powers, apportioned the powers under three lists. We have the exclusive list, the concurrent list, and the residual list. So a type of constitution that apportions or shares powers among the tiers of government is a federal constitution. Then we have a unitary constitution. This is one in which all political powers are concentrated in the hands of the federal government or the single central government. This is just like the opposite of the federal constitution. In this type of constitution, there's nothing like sharing or division of power. Every power that be is concentrated at the central level. So this central government is the only source from which power emanates. However, the central government has the power to create local authorities and delegate power to them to act on their behalf. So this the unitary constitution is the opposite of the federal constitution. And then we have the confederal constitution. The confederal constitution is a constitution in which almost all major powers and functions of government are reserved exclusively for the component states, apart from common currency, defense, and foreign affairs, which the central government may hold power. What do I mean by that? In a federal constitution, the component units, that is, it can be state, it can be region, is very, very strong and powerful, while the central government becomes weak. So these are the different types of constitution. And the Nigerian constitution is rigid, it's written, and it is also federal. So we are practicing a federal constitution, a rigid constitution, and also a written constitution. Thank you for paying attention. Next time when we meet, we'll be looking at constitutional development in Nigeria. But before we meet next time, I encourage you to go through your constitutional development. Go through the Default Constitution of 1922 and the Richards Constitution of 1946. Continue to read your books and make sure you remain safe. Thank you and God bless.